We're going to start our humble ceremony tonight by inviting Sheikh Muzaffar Haider from the United Kingdom to recite the word of Allah, the Holy Quran, with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل أتعبدون من دون الله ما لم يلك ما لا يملك لكم ضرا ولا نفعا والله هو السميع العليم.
We're reciting Surah Al-Ma'idah, that's Surah 5, verse 76. Allah is raising a divine question here. He's saying, say, do you worship, do you serve, besides Allah, that which holds for you no power of harm or benefit, while it is Allah who is the hearing, the knowing? Oftentimes when we stumble across such verses, we think it's talking about literal idol worship. We think that it's about bowing down to things that we've created out of stone and clay. But actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to us about something that we do every day, a level of shirk that we do every single day. What is that level of shirk? It is when we rely on other people, when we choose to do things for the sake of other people, when we choose to be afraid of other people. Allah is saying, why are you serving those other people? You should only serve me. The next verse says, say, so Allah is commanding us to tell others now, O people of the scripture, do not exceed your limits in your deen, in your religion, beyond the truth. And do not follow the inclinations of a people who had gone astray before and misled many and have strayed from the soundness of the way.
قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ غَيْرَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا أَهْوَاءَ قَوْمٍ قَدْ ضَلُّوا مِنْ قَبْلِ وَأَضَلُّ كَثِيرًا وَضَلُّ عَنْ سَوَاءِ السَّبِيلِ.
Then we have this very special verse. Allah says, cursed were those who disbelieved among the children of Israel by the tongue of David, Dawood, and of Jesus, the son of Mary. That was because they disobeyed and habitually transgressed. Why am I saying that this verse is so important? Because this is the verse that Imam Hussein alayhi salam recited during his sermon of Mina, where he is actually addressing the scholars. So let me recite the Arabic and then we're going to recite the English again so that we can contemplate.
لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُودَ وَعِيسَى ابْنِ مَرْيَمَ ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ.
Allah is saying, cursed were those who disbelieved among the children of Israel by the tongue of Dawood and of Jesus the son of Mary. Can you imagine? The prophets cursed these people. That was because they disobeyed and they habitually transgressed. Why? Why is this curse so great? The next verse explains it.
كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهَوْنَ عَن مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوهُ لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَفَعَلُونَ.
They used to not prevent one another from wrongdoing that they did. How wretched was that which they were doing? So here we see that while we recite the Qur'an and we think that this is talking only about a past people, it's only talking about Bani Israel, Imam Hussein alayhi salam provides us with the tafsir and he's explaining to us and showing to us that it's applicable in his time to the Muslims. Therefore, if we extrapolate from that, these verses also apply to the Muslim scholars in particular in today's day and age. And Allah is asking a divine question here. Why is evil not being prevented in society? Why are the tawagheed, the tyrannical powers, not being called out in regards to the oppression that they are committing? Why are those who are in the society, who are committing open acts of injustice and oppression and sin, not being stopped by the scholars of the Shia Muslims? Why? Then Allah continues. He says, "You see many of them becoming allies of those who disbelieved. How wretched is that which they have put forth for themselves, in that Allah has become angry with them, and in the punishment they will abide eternally."
تَرَى كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتَوَلَّوْنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا.
Again, he's saying, you see many of them becoming allies and becoming friends with who? With the disbelievers.
لَبِئْسَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لَهُمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ أَن سَخِطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَفِي الْعَذَابِ هُمْ خَالِدُونَ.
How wretched is that which they have put forth for themselves, in that Allah has become angry with them, and in the punishment they will abide eternally. We've got a few more moments, so it's a real blessing, alhamdulillah, that we can continue reading the Quran. The next verse, verse 81, Surah Ma'idah, if you want to follow along. That's Surah 5, verse 81. Allah continues and He says, "And if they had believed in Allah and the Prophet and in what was revealed to him, they would not have taken them as allies, but many of them are defiantly disobedient." You've got that meaning in your mind. Now take it down to your heart.
وَلَوْ كَانُوا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالنَّبِيِّ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مَتَّقَذُوهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ وَلَكِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنُهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ.